Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Rai first quarter 2017 results analyst conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giancarlo Benucci, Head of Corporate Development and IR of Rai. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Welcome to all of you, and thanks for joining our call. I'm here with Aldo Mancino, CEO, and Adalberto Pellegrino, CFO of Rai. Let me now hand the call over to Aldo for a brief introduction, and then to Adalberto to bring you through the financials. Please, Aldo, go ahead.
Thank you, Giancarlo, and good afternoon to everybody. It's a real pleasure for me to attend this call today and to get back in touch, at least with most of you, after the IPO process back in 2014. I am the new CEO of Rai. I am not new to the company, having spent the last 10 years as general manager and previously leading the commercial department of Rai since its inception. In fact, I have been involved in the key milestone of Rai. In particular, not going too far back in time, I managed the transition from analog to digital terrestrial television. I contributed to the listing of the company, and I participated in the preparation and, of course, ongoing delivery of the 2015-2019 industrial plan. I can say that I'm a long-term veteran of Rai. Okay, let me start our first quarter 2017 financial result presentation by giving you few highlights on our activity in the first quarter, as shown in slide number four. The business environment remains very healthy. Concerning broadcasters, and in particular our main customer, Rai, we confirm our strong relationship with Rai, and during first quarter 2017, we finalized a new initiative for the renewal and upgrade of part of radio link equipment currently used for signal transmission in order to allow the reallocation of the 3.6, 3.8 GHz frequencies and to increase the performance of video distribution with state-of-the-art equipment and IP-ready equipment. In April, we finalized also a second relevant initiative related to the arrangement of Multiplex One of Rai in certain Italian regions as a consequence of the reorganization of regional TV frequencies. For both projects, we are now involved in the equipment purchasing activities, and we expect positive impact on revenues starting from next year. Talking about Rai, as you might have heard, at the end of April, the government renewed and revised the contract with Rai to provide public television and radio broadcasting services in Italy for further 10-year period. This is an important event also for Rai, not only for the much higher visibility of our long-term relationship with Rai, but also because the new contract includes some requirements and obligations. For example, that one related the coverage of 100% of population with all public services. That should have a positive impact on Rai business growth. Regarding other broadcasters, I'd like to underline that starting from last March 1st, we have seen a positive impact on revenues coming from the long-term agreement with Telenor, one of the main local broadcasters in Italy, for the operation and maintenance of the TV and radio broadcasting network of Norba Group as a consequence of the acquisition by Rai of the company Sud Ingegnering from Norba Group. Concerning telecommunication customers, we have continued to increase our exposure to fixed wireless access providers with additional tower hosting to support network rollout mainly in the rural area, and you are now involved in ongoing discussion with MNO to compensate for site optimization through incentives to extend presence on new sites. Last, concerning efficiency, as you know, we are implementing a voluntary early retirement plan that will bring further results in 2017. We are now involved also in the optimization of logistic spaces of regional offices. Moving to slide number 5, you can see the financial highlights of our performance in the first quarter 2017. As you can see, we are on track, and those key metrics are positive and in line with our plan. Starting from core revenues were 53.8 million euros, so 2.2% higher compared to the same period last year, as a result of increasing revenues both from new service for I and from third party business. Adjusted EBITDA increased to 28.3 million euros, 3.3 higher year on year. And adjusted EBITDA margin achieved 52.6% versus 52% first quarter 2016. Net income, as you can see, reached the remarkable growth of net income. We achieved 29% year on year growth. CapEx amounted to 8.9 million euros, 7.7 million related to acquisition of Sud Engineering from Norba Group and development initiatives, and 1.2 million of maintenance CapEx. Net debt decreased to 5.6 million euros, and we continue to exhibit strong cash conversion, which achieved 95.7%. Now I leave the floor to Adalberto for a detailed overview of our first quarter financial results.
Thank you very much, Aldo. Let's go to slide 6, and let's now focus on our core revenues. The total growth of 2.2% recorded in the first 3 months of the year has been positively impacted by both revenues from RAI and from third parties. Before entering into the details of the trend, let me clarify that the 2.2% growth has not been supported by the Italian CPI, since the most important contracts are linked to the index of the month of October and November that were close to zero. Having said that, the last figures of the Italian CPI are 1%, according to the preliminary figures in April, 1.8%, if I'm not wrong. So if these figures will be confirmed at the end of the year, we should start to see a positive impact starting from Q1 2018. Revenue from RAI are about 2% higher than first quarter 2016, thanks to new services offered to RAI, and in particular due to the project related to the upgrade of the contribution network. We talk also about this project in the last calls, and to the extension of the satellite broadcasting service. As you may recall, RAIWAY recently enriched its broadcasting services, supporting RAI also in transmitting the entire RAI's offer on the satellite platform in HD. So, as the result of this, revenues from RAI reached 45.1 million euro in Q1 2017, of which 1 million related to new services. Revenue from third parties amount 8.7 million euro in Q1 2017, 4% higher compared to the first quarter 2016 figures. The growth has been impacted by non-core adjustment, so on a normalized basis, third-party revenues grew at a rate of 1.8%, thanks to the contribution, as mentioned by Aldo, of the Norba deal, effective since the 1st of March, and thanks to the growth of the fixed wireless access customers. Let's go to next slide, slide 7. We see that the total OPEX amounted to 25.5 million euro in 2017, of which almost 50%, 48% related to personnel cost and 52% to other operating expenses. Personnel costs are equal to 12.3 million euro in the first 3 months of 2017, with an increase of 1.8%. The trend is impacted by extraordinary items. Without taking into consideration these items, personnel costs decreased by about 2%. The workforce at the end of March 2017 amounted to 614 units, with a decrease of 8 units in the first 3 months of the year. Other operating costs, the blue boxes of the chart, amounted 13.2 million euro, same amount recorded last year. Figures have been impacted by an increase of the maintenance activities in Q1 2017 and also by higher energy price that represent also one of the reasons of the increase of the CPI commented on the slide of our core revenues. The increase of this component of this cost has been offset by reduction in the intercompany cost with RAI as a result of the implementation of efficiencies. Let's go to the following slide, slide 8, where you may see a focus on the profit and loss figures below the EBITDA. D&A amounts 8.2 million euro with a reduction of 2.4 compared to Q1 2016 figures, thanks to the end of the depreciation period of the CAPEX accrued during the years of the switch off from the analog to the DTT platform, to be clear, before 2012. Financial interest benefit of the reduction of our gross debt, and taxes are only 6.7% higher than last year, notwithstanding an increase of the pre-tax profit of 21.4%, and this is due to the new IRES rate that starting from the 1st of January of this year is 24%. Last year was 27.5%. So, as the result of all these dynamics, net income reached almost 13.8 million euro in the first three months of 2017, with an increase of almost 30% vis-à-vis last year's figures. Next slide, on cash flow generation, the net debt of Railway changed from 9 million at the end of 2016 to 6 million at the end of this quarter, of the last quarter, as also mentioned by Aldo. Let me enter into some details. We commented the profit and loss figures, so again, let me spend a few words on CAPEX. In particular, CAPEX spending in the first quarter of the year is typically low. Maintenance CAPEX amounted to 1.2 million euro. Last year, we had 1.7 million euro of maintenance CAPEX. And development CAPEX, without considering M&A, amounted to 0.5 million euro in line with figures of Q1 2016. Then, in Q1, we also have the impact of the small M&A for 7.2 million euro due to the equity value of Sud Engineering, the company acquired in the context of the transaction with the Norba Group. Focusing on net working capital, As you may recall, our outworkers are impacted by an increase of the net working capital due to the trend of our trade receivable. Typically, the increase, this increase is absorbed in the following quarter. Moreover, Q1 2017 net working capital figures are also impacted by CAPEX cycle. And this is all concerning slide 9. A few words on slide 10. Just to give you the number of our net invested capital, that amounts to €181 million, and it is almost fully financed by the book value of our equity. Finally, slide 11, just to confirm our last guidance.
Okay, we can now start with the Q&A session.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Fabio Pavan with Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, and thank you for taking my two questions. First of all, congratulations for the results. I think it would be interesting for the investor and for the financial community to have some confirmation about the fact that the new top management actually should confirm the same strategy for the company. So could you confirm this point? And second question, again, for the new CEO, welcome, is what's your view about the tower space in our country? What do you think about the consolidation of the space? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fabio. So, first of all, about our strategy, the aim is to ensure both, how you say, continuity and reinforcement of our industrial plan. The targets remain fully confirmed. We want to be a company, how to say, closer to the customer and more efficient. So, about revenue side, the focus is to leverage our business model. As you know, we have a business model not based on scale. We provide services, it's quite different. So strengthening the activities to generate new business and innovation, and intensifying the relationship with major customers. But just to give you, how you say, a bit of flavor, speaking about RAI, we have to be more proactive, not only on the traditional business. I mentioned it before, the opportunities arising from the new contract between government and RAI for the broadcasting public services, but also on innovation, you know? And this is just to support the transition of RAI to a media company, and this is important also for us to integrate our distribution also on other platform. So speaking about third parties, tower hosting, we want to increase our tenancy ratio, because as you know, we have a number of sites with a third party team at about 850. So there is room for increasing this tenancy ratio. About broadcaster, with regional broadcasters, we are already in discussion to provide Turkey broadcasting and transmission services to private broadcasting using our infrastructure. But also on transmission, we are providing for the next G7 in Taormina, summit in Taormina, and new services for RAI and for other broadcasters. That is innovative with the coverage, with what with LTE coverage and on the media center, in order to provide online services and for transmission and contribution from that point to the point where this will be the production point in Rome. So it's important also for that. And we are focusing our activity also on innovation. Again, we are not quite a tower company, as you know. We are more than a tower company, where we provide services. So it's crucial for us to focus our attention on innovation, and we are now active in the IoT space. And in this, and for that, you know, you are in the recent, a few months ago, we were part of the LoRa Alliance, and we are now in active some testing, also pre-commercial testing. But you know, my vision is that the value of the business, I think, is not only on the towers and on connectivity, but more in the service, meaning that you need to cover the, I'd say, the entire value chain of IoT to attract customers. So we are now acting also on that environment. And last, but I'd say not least, again, the efficiency, with the objective to maximize the productivity of all our resources. We have already achieved very good results, I know, very well, this last 3 months, but there's still possibility to optimize our cost base, working again on energy consumption or workforce productivity, and a different option that so far we have not pushed too much. So it's to invest, to reduce OPEX, acquiring land. We are within our portfolio, and in this way we can reduce our cost. And this is about your second question, Fabio. In principle, yeah, we like consolidation, of course. It depends case by case, but the rationale can be strategic for, I'd say, entering new market, expand services range, or diversify to enhance growth profile, or industrial or operational for reaching an industrial synergy or operational synergy, or financial for the optimization of capital structure. So, for example, if you look to the deal with Telenorba, although being a relatively small, I know, it allows us to position the company as a sort of network operator for local broadcasters to reduce the OPEX base and to achieve some synergies. So that's why inorganic growth is and remains a key part of our strategy.
Thank you very much, Scrimiansky.
The next question is from Albert Pranger with Kempen. Please go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm pretty interested. Now you have included the first month contribution of the deal with Telenorba. I was curious, what can we expect for Telenorba for the rest of the year? What kind of revenue contribution? And then because of the lower D&A, you indicated that it is largely because of the switch period of analog and digital and the increased investments you made in the period. Should we expect to D&A to come down further, or will it stabilize around 8 million per quarter, roughly? And to come back on a point you just made with regards to land acquisitions, is this something you will now start to pursue more actively as the balance sheet offers enough flexibility to do so? Thank you.
Hi, so let me give you some figures on the deal with Telenorba. The contribution, first of all, according to the deal, we acquired the stake, 100% of the stake of Sud Engineering, that basically is a tower company with about 30 sites. Having said that, we do not disclose the financial, the revenue of our customers. But you may take into consideration that the overall impact of the acquisition, including so the impact of revenues, the additional cost, some saving in the cost, because we had with Sud Engineering, Railway had before the acquisition, a rental contract for approximately €500,000. So, taking into consideration all the components, including the synergies, the overall impact on a yearly basis is €1 million of about €1 million of additional EBITDA. Having said that, your second question on the DNA, you cannot, it's better not to make a proportion of the potential yearly saving taken into consideration the saving we reach in the first quarter, because last year we changed the depreciation rate at the end of the year. So we will see in Q1 2016 we didn't have the benefit of this new depreciation rate, while we had the benefit at the end of the year. Having said that, I believe that if the trend will continue in this way, we should expect a reduction of DNA vis-a-vis 2016 figures that is approximately half of the number that you have in mind. Last question, land acquisition. Yes, absolutely. We are looking at the possibility to acquire land, and so this is something that because of our financial flexibility, we will be happy to do it to the extent it is very lucrative for us.
Perfect. Thank you, gentlemen.
The next question is from Perrin Shah with Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. I've just got two questions. So the first one, I guess from your earlier comments, it sounds like a potential merger of broadcast infrastructure in Italy isn't really a priority. Is that the case? I mean, is it even on your agenda, or are you very much focused on options to do with Rai? And the second question is just around the multiplex extension. Could you provide any sort of update in terms of the multiplex 2, 3, 4 negotiations? And that's it really. Thanks.
So talking about your last question about the negotiation on the extension of the coverage of our multiplex, we didn't close contact. So the perimeter should involve for sure MUX 2 and 3 if everything will be finalized in this way. Probably there will be also an impact on the fourth MUX that we manage with Rai, but everything may change till we reach a final agreement, just to be clear. And generally speaking, the transaction, the negotiations are ongoing, and as I mentioned also in our last call, this year is a very important year in terms of negotiation with Rai, and the most important negotiation that we expect to have is this one on the extension of the coverage on the MUX.
Yeah, about your question on MERS, you speak about the priority. It's not a priority, but let me say it's a possibility, in my opinion. Our interest is not limited to towers or tower costs, but on opportunities that can positively affect revenues, as local network, Telenor Balife, for example, reduce our cost base, land or passive hosting, boost I spoke before about innovation, so boost on our innovation, for example, service provider or platform provider in the IoT environment, or enable new services, capacity and technology, for example, it could be an opportunity.
Okay, thanks. If I could just follow up on the multiplex extension, I guess you've been trying to negotiate this contract for a while. It's clearly the biggest single needle mover in terms of your company, aside from obviously other things we've just talked about in terms of the merger. What is the sticking point in terms of getting this agreed? Are you concerned as to the 700 megahertz migration to mobile that you could lose not just the management of multiplex 5, but multiplex 4? I mean, what's actually going on here? Thanks.
Sorry, can you start again, please?
So just in terms of the multiplex extension, what's actually stopping you negotiating the contract to cover 2, 3, and 4? And obviously there's a situation as to the 700 megahertz spectrum migration to mobile that could mean certain multiplexes come out of the market. So is there a concern that number 4 and 5 may go? Thanks.
That's clear, thanks. No, this is not impacting our negotiation. The impact of the length of the negotiation is just that is an important contract, so the parties need to negotiate it carefully. This is the only reason. There is no impact for the time being on in relation to the 700 frequencies.
Thank you.
Welcome.
The next question is from Ricard Boada with Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations on the results. So going back on the questions around Norva, you clearly stated in the past that you wanted to grow in the regional broadcasting space. Have you identified any target that could be considered for an acquisition at some point this year? And then following up on the previous questions around land acquisition, would you embark in a land acquisition program, considering that there is potential or that would reduce the synergy potential for a deal with EI? Thank you.
So about some other possibility or opportunity that Telenor like. Yes, it could be possible. Marketing scouting, market scouting and monitoring is our day-by-day business. But we need to be, I say, very selective on the target and consider that the process to select a perimeter, to carry out the due diligence and to negotiate the service contract is quite long. It's so different from buying an independent telco. So this is
about the second question. Not sure to if I'm if your question was concerning the impact of the land acquisition with the potential synergies with EA Tower. This is what you asked. No, there is no impact. There is no impact. I don't see any impact in the acquisition of land that we have in mind.
Okay, so then I presume, as a follow-up, sorry, I presume that you would consider acquiring land in the sites that are not next to the ones from EI.
We are looking at opportunities, generally speaking, independently from our competitors. Our first target is to create value. Having said that, I don't see any big impact with potential other transaction.
Great, thanks so much.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Domenico Ghilotti with Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Can I ask you to elaborate a little bit more on the risk related to the site optimization related to the MNOs? You are mentioning you are trying to reduce this risk, and so I'm trying to understand how are the negotiations progressing and what is the size of this potential risk?
Talking about the MNO trend that they are trying to make any optimization, basically we have a risk that their activities will continue to be even more important than in the past, and in order to offset these, we are trying to to work with this MNO in order to find and to increase, as Aldo mentioned before, the number of sites where we offer hospitality to MNO, generally speaking, also to other customers. And of course, our activity will try to increase the number of hospitality also working with other players different from the MNO. So we do not disclose a number in terms of potential impact, but generally speaking, keeping in mind that our rental revenue, our work and our effort is to try to mitigate the risk that is coming from this from the rationalization of the sites from the MNO, mitigating this risk with all the activities that I mentioned before.
And is the risk coming just from, say, a one-off situation, so the merger of Three Wind, or is also a process that has started also with other MNOs on the market?
This is something that is typical for all the MNOs of the market.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Great, thanks to all of you and speak soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.